I woke up alone. It surprised me. I looked around the room. There, waiting on a night table, next to the bed, was a pink linen suit to replace my ruined clothes, a bottle of champagne, and a signed contract. Next to the contract was a small, handwritten note. It read, "The suit, stockings, are a gift from Glenn and myself. The open corset is a gift from Mr. Johnson. He hopes you'll like it and wear it often. We hope you'll enjoy the feel of these things against your skin. Our only regret is that we won't be there to see you wear them." It was signed, Glenn and Bill. I smiled to myself, my fingers running over the words. No sooner had I put down the note than there was a knock at the door. "Yes," I answered. "It's, Malcolm. I have a room key. Can I come in?" "Sure," I said. The key turned in the lock, and Malcolm walked in big as life. "I retrieved your Jaguar. It's in the garage. Level B. Here are the keys." "And how should I repay you?" I queried, remembering that delicious cock of his. "Well," he said, unzipping his trousers, "I'm ready for more if you are." I slid one hand between my legs, and touching my pulsating clit, I spread my legs wider to give him a good look at my pussy. I parted the swollen lips with my index finger, sliding it deep into my wet box. Ooh. When I pulled out my finger, it was covered with cream. I looked over at Malcolm. "See, I'm ready for you," I said, raising the finger to my mouth and licking it. "Want a taste?" He grabbed me around the neck and pulled me towards, kissing me hard in the mouth. Then he forced me off. The desire burned inside me. "You make me so fucking hot. All I can think about is your lips around my cock. Show me how much you want it," he spat. Without hesitation, I licked his big, smooth brown head, taking special care to lick and tease that delicious vein that protruded. Then I plunged downward, taking the full length of his hard shaft, and bit slothily. He groaned approval. "Oh, yeah." I stopped, looked up at him, and smiled. Then, repositioning myself, I moved down to his balls. I loved sucking on his balls, rolling them between my lips, caressing them with my feeling them, teasing him till he was begging me to suck him. I returned to his cock, his knob, taking him deep into my mouth, hearing him groan. "Oh, yeah, yeah, pray to my almighty cock. You know you love it." Yeah, I loved it. I loved the power, the control. I repositioned myself so I could take his prick as deep as into my mouth as I could until the full knob touched my throat. I pushed harder, forcing the head of his cock into my throat. My gag reflexes tightening the grip I had on him. I gasped for breath. And Malcolm laughed. "You really can suck, baby." And I was so close. His body jerked, and he grabbed my head, holding it still as he used my mouth like he would fuck my pussy. I resumed sucking harder, anxious to taste his cum, swallow him whole. I could feel the cum building. He leaned into me as he came. Somehow, he managed afterwards to pull up his pants and thank me and left. I went back to sleep. I didn't know how many hours ago that was. I'm not even sure what day it is, but I finally got out of bed. I packed the corset and the suit carefully into my overnight bag, threw on an extra sexy shorty short dress, and left for home. It was a beautiful night, moonless, and a very dark road. And all I wanted was my own bed and sleep. I pressed my foot on the accelerator and sped for home. I'm a bit of a speed demon, especially when I have lots on my mind. And boy, did I have a lot on my mind. They signed the contract. Signed, sealed, and delivered, with only one change, a Mr. Johnson by name. He was not a partner, but an overseer. I had to clear all expenditures, ideas, with him before proceeding. Fuck, I could live with that. And the monthly meetings, too. "Oh, God, I must be dreaming," I thought to myself. "Well, if this is a dream, I don't want to wake up." I smiled, feeling my pussy getting hotter. Yes, sir, I got the money and more cock than I could ever imagine. What more could a girl ask for? Fuck! That's when I saw the flashing lights of a cop car behind me. I quickly pulled over to the side of the road, and the police car followed. The officer walked up to my window as I rolled it down. Shit, that was the last fucking thing I needed. "Driver's license and registration," the cop stated from behind mirrored glasses. I did a double take. This cop was female. not much taller than me, but with magnificently large breasts. "What's the problem, officer?" I tried, smiling, handing over my papers. The officer took my driver's license, then leaned over to get a better look. "What's the problem?" I asked again. "Step out of the car, please," she sounded all business. "What? Why? What did I do?" "This is standard procedure for DWI cases, miss."
But I haven't been drinking."
She held out a gold badge. "Just so you know, this is the real thing. This is my badge. Been with the force 15 years, so I know my rights and yours, little lady," she said, ending that statement with a wicked smile. Officer M. Bronson was the name on the shield. Well, now I had a name to go with those tits. The officer stepped away as I opened the car door. I held the hem of my dress as best as I could and swung my legs around, but the hem had a mind of its own, and she got a good view of my pussy. No, I wasn't wearing panties. I quickly pulled myself into a standing position and pulled down my skirt, but it was too late. Officer Bronson got more than just a glimpse of my bush. "Walk the white line. There, that strap going down the highway. Hands out." Reluctantly, I walked the line. I smiled for a minute, and then the officer bellowed, "Hands up against the car. Legs spread."
"What?"
"Shut up," she said, throwing me against the car. My hands brushed against her breast. Her nipples were hard. "Spread 'em," she repeated as she kicked my legs apart. Quickly, she patted down my arms and back, but then she slowed as she reached between my legs, lingering. I'd heard stories about cops that pull women over, but this was a woman. Just then, her hands slid over the tops of my stockings and under my skirt. She tugged at my pussy hairs, weaving her fingers in and out of my thick bush, tickling my pussy with her fingers. A small moan escaped my lips. She pressed up against my backside and pushed my legs further apart. "Oh, yes, please," I thought. "Nice bush, honey," she said as she fondled my pussy, pressing my nether lips together, then separating them with her fingers, running her fingers against my clit and into my hole. Her breathing quickened, as did mine, and I wondered what to do. A car drove by, shining its lights on us, but it didn't slow down. I wasn't quite sure that they had seen anything. Regardless, she quickly pulled away from me. "Looks like you're going down to the station. I'm booking you on DWI in an attempt to bribe an officer with sex."
"What?" I was in shock. "I didn't do anything. I didn't."
"Honey, it's your words against mine." And she paused and smiled, tweaking my nipple. "Now, what do you think those nasty guards would do with a pretty little body of yours all locked up in jail,
"Jail? What the fuck?"
Oh, but my pussy was really pulsating, locked up and used. Oh, God, I was really getting turned on. She looked at me again and added, "Of course, I could make the odds more in my favor by finding a little something in your car." She looked at me calmly and pulled a small plastic bag from her pocket. The glass slid down her nose and she winked at me. I looked at her without saying a word. Her lines were just so pat and dry. She continued, "Of course, there might be a way to work this out." She walked around me, looking me up and down. I interjected, "Okay, officer, you're in control. So tell me, what can I do for you?" "Now that's what I like to hear. Why don't you get into the squad car and we'll take a little drive and discuss this further?" I turned on my heels and sashayed to the squad car. I didn't bother holding down the hem of my dress this time. I just lit it right up, exposing my ass as I climbed in. I left a streak of cum across the bucket seats as I slid from the driver's to the passenger side of the car. We drove for a while in silence before she finally radioed in. "Going on break, boys. Turning off the radio. I'll check back in an hour."
"Sure. Quiet night. Take your time."
As she pulled off the road, clicked off the radio, she turned to face me.
"Bet you're just itching to feel my tongue bird in your cunt, aren't you, missy?"
I suddenly got goosebumps. I shivered at the thought of tasting this woman. "Yes," I whispered, barely able to contain my excitement. "Good," she answered, grabbing my tits, mauling them with her hands, making my nipples pop like eraser heads as she twisted and pulled on them. I muffled a scream as she forced her mouth on mine. Her tongue found its way into my mouth, separating my teeth, lapping against the roof of my mouth, biting my tongue. Then, taking me by the shoulders, she pushed me back against the door.
"Get out of those clothes."
She searched for a name to call me. "Blue. They call me Blue. Her eyes glared, and I hurried to undress. I'd only hung on the dress and heels, but I couldn't move fast enough. Morgana grabbed the front of my dress in her hands and yanked. The fabric tore easily. My breasts fell out in full view. My pussy pulsated and tingled. I looked down. Contours glistened. I sat there naked in front of her. Morgana opened the steel and glass enclosure that separated the front and back seats. "Get in the back seat now," she said. I got up on my knees. My high heels were still on, and I started to crawl through the opening. I was halfway through when she told me to stop. From under the seat, she materialized a spreader bar and put it between my legs, stretching them wide. "Comfy?" she said as she undressed quickly. I looked over my shoulders. She had an incredible body. From the look of her muscles, she worked out. I couldn't believe how large and firm her breasts were and how flat her stomach was. My eyes wandered down. I had never seen such a hairy pussy. The hair crawled down her thighs and up her stomach, nearly touching her navel, and all of it jet black. It looked like a jungle. She watched my gaze and then licked her lips. Then she stuck her fucking middle finger into my wet, gaping hole. I was a puddle, and she smiled and pulled her finger out. "Want more?" she asked, her breath at my back. I nodded yes as she slid her whole hand into me. Oh, I could feel the orgasm riding inside of me, taking control. My body bucked against her hand. God, I was swallowing it, milking it like a large cock, riding her fucking hand all the way up to her wrist. Oh, 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 God. She screamed, "Shit, go, baby, go. Fuck my hand. Oh, fuck it, like, oh, take all of it. Take it, take it." I could feel it. Oh, I could feel it. This gigantic wave taking me under. The cum was just building. Just then, she buried her face in my pussy and bit my clit. She was relentless, sucking and slurping and fucking me with her tongue, her fingers, her hand. I was losing control. Fuck, I was coming. The force of the orgasm buckled my knees. I screamed out, "Take me, take me, oh fuck me." The first waves of orgasm wrecked me as I continued to climb more, more, more. It took me a while to come down from that high, but finally my body became still. "Nice," she whispered, "very nice." She removed the spreader bar and whispered in my ear again, "Get back into the back seat, honey. We're not done yet." I climbed into the back seat and laid down on my back. Morgana joined me there. "Spread your legs as wide as you can," she said, and I did as instructed. "Now play with yourself," she said, handing me her nightstick. "I want to watch you fuck yourself with that. Oh, and while I'm watching you play, I'm going to be keeping your mouth very busy." Then she tossed her leg over my shoulder and lowered her crotch to my face, smothering me with her pussy hair. I shifted my legs so that my heels were in midair and my mound was elevated towards her. Using both hands, I parted my pink lips, rubbing my hooded clit with my two fingers. And then from the other hand, slid her nightstick deep into my wet slash. Oh, oh, whimpers of pleasure escaped my lips as my excitement built. And she egged me on. "Oh, baby, you look so hot. I love your pussy. Fuck it good. Fuck it for me. I'm getting so hot watching you, sugar," she said. I increased my pussy probing action, and within minutes of starting, I had a full-blown orgasm that soaked her nightstick. Oh, fuck that nightstick. Shove it all the way in. Oh, God. Oh, God. She commanded me by stuffing two fingers into my juicy hole. I thought I'd die. There wasn't any room for her nightstick and her fingers. I let the stick fall beside me. Then I reached up and pulled her cunt closer to my face. "Lick it. Lick my cunt. Lick it hard or... She didn't have to finish the statement. I was licking her clit as fast as I could, in and out, around and around, invading, withdrawing, sucking. Oh, sucking up her juices. "Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me," she cried. Oh, as I licked away, I ran my tongue up the slit of her hairy pussy. She was so hot, she almost melted my mouth. She reached back and spread the lips of her pussy wide and forced her clit on me harder. Breathing was getting more and more difficult. Still, I couldn't think of anywhere else I wanted to be. Then she took her fingers out of my pussy and picked up the nightstick again, pressing it gently against my cunt. I spread my legs wider, anxious to feel the breath of the stick inside me again, and she slid it in further,
slowly fucking me with it. Small pushes in. Ah, ha. Oh. My hands reached up and squeezed her tits, tweaking her nipples. Oh, they were so big and round. She must have liked this because her cunt spasmed and pulsed around my tongue, and she pressed her body harder onto my tongue, forcing me to lick her harder, sending my tongue deeper into her wet hole, fucking her hole with my tongue, in and out, in and out. Ah, oh, I could feel her body shuddering uncontrollably above me. And she dropped the nightstick and grabbed hold of my thighs as she rode my tongue. Oh, heavy, heavenly white cream leaked out of her onto my face. I redoubled my efforts, laying the flat of my tongue on her clit and flicking, catching that ripple and pulling my tongue over her. I squeezed harder on her tits, pulling her fat nipples taut as I continued to lick her into a frenzy. Her body bucked under my attention. She was moaning loudly as she came hard, and then finally collapsing in a heap on top of me. Oh, it was such a sweet cum. I guess we both fell asleep because the next thing I know, it's morning. Morgana was driving. I sat up and smiled hello. She said nothing, eyes straight ahead. A few minutes later, the car stopped. She got out and handed me what was left of my dress and smiled. Don't let me catch you speeding through here again, you hear, or you'll get more of the same. I looked at the dress, tossed it out the window. I was wearing a smile, my high heels, as I stepped out of the car and back to my Jaguar. Not much of a threat now, is it? I answered as she pulled away.